Blog Talk Radio.
Your ribbon. God bless you all on today. I'm not able to see the callers. I don't know what's going on with the switchboard. Just bear with the sleep. I don't know what's going on here. Bear with us. Okay, let me open up the lines. Here we go. We're on. It's Live Talk Radio. God bless you all. Can you all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. I couldn't see any of the callers, but now everything is looking good. So God bless you all. Once again, greetings in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. We thank you for tuning in. We apologize for the technical difficulty, but again, anything man-made, you can expect some difficulties. You can expect some malfunction. But nevertheless, we're going to give God the glory on this afternoon for giving us another opportunity to come on the line and share the word of God with each and every one of you. You are listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. And I am your host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Amen. We're on Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that's 3 p.m. Central Time, and, 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Saturday, Minister Billy Burns hosts a segment called They Overcame, and she's out of North Carolina, and it would be so lovely for you all to call in on Saturday morning and support that broadcast. She's on at 5 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's California time. But if you're in North Carolina and the Carolinas and the Georgia and the eastern areas, that is at 8 a.m. So that's plenty of enough time for you to get up and support that broadcast. I tell you, she would be excited and overjoyed to have you all. And on Sunday morning, we have early Sunday morning prayer. With 30 minutes of prayer, as you get ready to go to your different houses of worship, we ask you to tune in for 30 minutes of corporate prayer. Amen. Truly, God has been good, and he has been blessing us. And we thank God for all of our supporters. If you desire to contact us, you can reach us at newdestiny54@yahoo.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 5702, and that is Stockton, California, and the zip is 95205. Amen, amen. So we are just excited about what God is doing in our families and in our brothers and sisters in Christ's life, and we know that we are celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, but we're not waiting to Sunday to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. We know we celebrated his resurrection over 3,000 years ago. Amen. So he lives in our heart and he lives in our lives. And we don't wait for a day that society has set aside to celebrate Jesus. We celebrate him every day of our life. Amen. Amen. And we just want to read a few of these verses for you. And then we're going to go right on in and get into some prayer. Hey, you know, no more shout time. We got a wonderful speaker on today. So I'd like to read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the first four verses of that chapter says, moreover, brethren, and this is Paul talking, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Amen, amen. So we're just so thankful that Jesus rose in our life, and that's what this gospel is about. This gospel is about the good news, and the good news is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're just so excited to have this young woman with us today, and she's no stranger to us. Amen. She's been coming on the line for quite some time now, and her overseer is Apostle Timothy Johnson, and I don't see him on the line yet, and he was supposed to do the honor of introducing our speaker. Amen. But I don't see him, but anyway, I'll just tell you a little bit about her, that I know she's a faithful, beautiful young lady that's the mother of two teenage daughters. She lives in the Carolinas, and she also assists Apostle Johnson, amen, is one of his assistants, amen. So we just thank God for her today, and we're going to ask Sister T to just open up with the word of prayer, and then we're going to get right on into what God has given to her to speak to us on today. God bless you, Sister T. Amen. Sister T?
Yes.
Amen. Are you able to open up with the word of prayer for us on today?
Yes. Yes, Evangelist, I am. Amen. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus to give you all honor, to give you all praise, to give you all glory, Father. We thank you, Father, for another day of life, Father. Father, we ask you to use us for thine own glory, Father. Father God, we just ask you, Lord Jesus, to be with us today and every day. And as the word goes forth today on this broadcast, let it be edifying of you and help the people of God and help somebody who needs God, Father. Father, we thank you because you made so many provisions for us. We ask you to cover our families, our health, and our strength. And let us not be distracted by the things of this world and just be edified unto you, Lord Jesus, because it's about you, Father. We thank you for dying on the cross for us, Father God. We thank you for rising from the grave. And we thank you that stone was rolled back. And you weren't there, Father, but you are with us now. You are a resurrected Savior, Father. And we ask you to just be with us on today and touch your people, Father. Use us for your glory. Father God, let no flesh edify in your sight, Father. And we just thank you in all that you do, Father God. We ask you to cover the men and women of God on this line. We ask you to cover their evangelists, Lord Jesus, today. Father God, whoever's going to speak the spoken word, Father, let it be of you, Father. Father, we thank you in advance for all that you're doing. And we believe you for all that you do for us, Father God. And we just honor and magnify you because you are God and you are control of all things. Father, we thank you in advance for all that you're doing. In Jesus' holy and divine name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. We certainly thank God for that awesome prayer. Amen. You know, truly, it is a blessing when we can give glory and give honor to God for all that he's done in our life, for all that he's doing, hallelujah, and all that we're expecting him to do. How many out there is expecting some great things from the Lord this year?
Yes.
Amen, amen. For we know that we can do all things. And we are not just quoting that scripture today, but we're believing that we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. Amen. And we certainly are happy about being in the land of the living, about having an opportunity to lift up our voices. Somebody, hallelujah, is in a situation today. Somebody has a condition today in their body, and they're not able to give God the praise like we are. Hallelujah. So we should always be mindful of that. Amen. And lift up one another, encourage one another. That's what this life is about. It's about encouraging. It's about lifting up and supporting. supporting one another. It's about being there. Hallelujah for our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. It's about telling somebody about the goodness of the Lord. Amen, amen. We're just so excited, amen, about this young woman. And I see Apostle Johnson has come on the line, and we want to give him the opportunity to introduce this young woman that's going to be bringing the word of life for us on today. So with no further ado, we're going to go right on to this switchboard. Woo! I can't deal with this here today. Okay, all right. Give me a moment, you all. We coming and we buying these airwaves today, all those different things that's going on with this airwaves today. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we asking you to take control right now, God. Hallelujah. And let this word go forth without any hindrances. Hallelujah. Without any difficulties. Without any malfunction in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We know this wasn't made with your hands, God, but you gave man the authority in the earth. You gave him dominion. You gave him power, hallelujah, to create. You gave gifts unto me. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Let's just wait a minute. And those of you that's on the line, just begin to praise God. Just begin to praise him. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Sister T, God, it's still open, but I'm not able to open up Apostle Johnson's line. Amen. Mr. Moon, your line is open. Can you hear me? Minister Moon?
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Well, our speaker line is open. I'm not able to. Is just doing some crazy things, not able to open up this line for Apostle Johnson. Can you mute your phone, Sister T? Sister T, can you mute your phone for me? Amen, amen. Okay, well, not able to open up Apostle Johnson's line, but just give me a moment. Give me a quick moment.
In the name of Jesus, Father God. Let the word go forth, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Okay, well, we're going to have to wait. If Sister T has our phone on, it's fine. But anyway, we're going to get right on. Our speaker line is open. I apologize for that. Apostle Johnson, the switchboard is not responding to the unmute and the mute button, and it has been trying to open you up, but it hasn't did it as of yet. So I thank God that I did have the speaker line open. Amen. So we're going to present to some and introduce to others our speaker for the hour, and that's none other than Minister Lenora Mims of North Carolina, and we just thank God for this young woman of God, and we thank God for her love, we thank God for her support, we thank God for her faithfulness. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
We're going to bring her right on up. Sister T, if you could mute your line for me, we have some background noises, and we can go right on ahead with the speaker. Amen. God bless you, Minister Mims. Thank you for accepting the invitation to come on and speak for us on today. We certainly appreciate that. At the last minute, the Lord
bless you. God bless you, and I'm just thank God for this opportunity. I thank God for you in this line. I thank God for everyone that is on the line. I thank God for the word that He has for us today. Father God, Lord, I thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you. I ask you to cancel every assignment to the enemy right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Cancel anything that will try to hinder your word from coming forth or hinder or try to stop your word from coming forth right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask you to decrease me, God, and increase you in me. As I open up my mouth, you give me what it is that you desire for me to say and help all of us to be receptive to your word, God. In the name of Jesus, touch our hearts, touch our minds, touch our souls. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Yes.
And the topic for today is the risen Savior. And we know that this is the season for our God that lives. And our scripture is going to be coming from Matthew 28, verses 1 through 7. And I'm coming from an NIV version, so it may read a little differently from yours.
Okay.
After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come to see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" Amen. That concludes the reading of the word. This word was set up for us. The thing about it is God will send us on a journey. He will have people to travel with us on an everyday journey, people that fellowship with us, people that walk with us in our households, in our church, at work, and out in the community, and he'll put people in your path to associate with you daily. They'll call you for prayer. They'll study the word with you. They'll do different things with you. And then when God gives you a word, they don't want to believe what it is. They don't want to receive what it is. But in order for this word to work, we have to believe it. He has risen for us. Now we have to understand that when the angel rolled the stone away, it was not so that Jesus could get out, but so that others could get in and see that Jesus had indeed risen from the dead, just as he promised. And even as we were reading through the scriptures, Jesus tells his disciples that he's going away to prepare a place. And all the time, he's using parables and things to give them hope and to get them to understand. But so many times, we have a closed mind. We have to be an open-minded people, open to receive what it is that God has for us. First of all, we have to believe that Jesus Christ is our Savior, for the power that was manifested through him dying on the cross to work for us. If we don't believe it, then it's not going to work. Romans 10:9-13 says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. For it's with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it's with your mouth that you confess and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame, for there is no difference in between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on him. For all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. What that means is it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you come from. If you believe that Jesus died on the cross for you, then you shall be saved. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter if you came from a home with a mother and a father. It doesn't matter if you come from a home with just a father. It doesn't matter if you come from a home with just your grandmother. It doesn't matter if you come from a home or out on the streets. If you believe that Jesus died on the cross to save you, then you shall be saved. You have to believe it in order to receive it. There is power in his blood, and that's why his blood was shed for us, so that we can have a connection with the Father. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. You have to believe this thing. And it's so funny that the disciples walked with him each and every day. They saw miracles that he did when he provided food with the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fish, and how
after he fed the multitude of people, how there was so much bread and food left over that they collected up the baskets and they had more for the next day. But they walked with him day by day. They see how he used his spit to heal the blind so that they could see. They see how, you know, they saw how he delivered people from demons and demonic spirits, but still don't believe. And it's funny how we can have a personal relationship with Christ and still not believe. We have to believe in order for it to work for us. Believing is getting to know that person. How can you believe in someone that you don't know? How can you know someone if you don't spend time with them? How can you spend time with them if you don't go around them? In order to go around Jesus, you got to get in his presence. You got to praise. You got to worship. You have to read his word. His word is power. This power. The Bible is basic instruction before leaving earth. Just like when you buy a brand new car, you get a driver's manual. If something goes wrong with that car, you go over to the driver's manual to begin to know where to start to get it fixed. Well, however, that's what the Bible is. It's about basic instruction. When you begin to go through things, all you got to do is look in this Bible. There is nothing that is new to this earth. There is nothing that is new to the world. The same things are going on. There is lesbianism. There is gay. There is everything. There is spiritual wickedness. There is people denying the powers thereof. Everything that has gone on within the Bible, all you got to do is seek God and ask him to lead and guide you and open up your word. And if you have any questions, you'll find it in the word. I thank God. Hallelujah, God. I thank you, Jesus. There's been some times where I've had some questions or been going through some things. And sometimes when you go through so much, you know, the first thing, the last thing that you want to do is pick up your word. But guess what? That's the first thing that we need to do. We need to ask God to forgive us for doubting. Because when we begin to go through things, and when it seems like God is taking a little longer than we expect, or that we think that he should, we begin to doubt, our faith begins to drop. So first and foremost, we need to go to him and say, Lord, please forgive me for not believing or for doubting. In the name of Jesus, Lord, forgive me for the sins that I've committed knowingly and unknowingly against you in Jesus' name. And then go to his word because he will give us instruction on how to act. John 3:16-20 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. How about our deeds are going to be exposed anyway because there is nothing that we can do that will not be exposed. The thing about it is we have to expose our own life because if you expose your own life, then guess what? There is nothing for the enemy to use against you. We need to live our lives as open books, not saying that you got to divulge all of your business. But if somebody asks you, if they do some research and they go searching, they're not going to find nothing because guess what? You didn't already put it out there. If I tell you that I'm doing thus, thus, and thus, guess what? You can't go out there and spread no rumors about me. You can't use it against me. You can't blackmail me. You can't try to do to me what you desire to do unto me because that's what I already put it out there. So if I put it out there and I expose myself, what can you do to me? Nothing. Hallelujah, God. I thank you, Jesus. We have to believe in him. And the thing about it is so many people don't want to receive Christ because they don't want to give up the things of this world. People feel like you can't be saved. And if you are saved, you can't have fun. You can't go to the movies. You can't laugh and joke. But how many of you know that there is liberty in Jesus? He desires for us to laugh. He desires for us to have fun. He desires for us to be joyous. Why would he say that he gives us joy and peace that passes all understanding if that was not his desire? Just because you say you can go to the movie, yeah, you have to be particular of the movies that you watch. You can go to comedy clubs and you can go and do things like what is that, karaoke and things like that. You can do gospel karaoke. You can do whatever as long as it's clean, it's pure, and it's holy. And if you go and you seek God in everything, if we seek God in everything that we do, he's not going to steer us wrong. We have to begin to seek God and ask God for direction, not in just things that we're uncertain of, but in every aspect of our life. And I'm learning to do that. I used to just seek God about the big things that I couldn't handle and not the little things. But there comes a time in your life where we have to do a self-examination. There comes a time in our life where we have to understand that the things that we've been doing are not working for us. So guess what? There's got to be something that works. Well, if you try Jesus, it will work for you every time. He'll never pick you up and let you down. He'll never bring you forth and then leave you there to suffer. Now, I'm not saying that we're not going to suffer, because we are going to suffer because we are children of Christ. He suffered, he bled, he died on the cross, not because he had to, but because he saw fit. And I thank God, Lord, I thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for me. Hallelujah, God. We have to understand that there is nothing that we can do that God is not going to expose. Yeah, he'll let it slide for a little while. He'll send someone to tell you this. He'll send someone to tell you that. He'll even send it in his word. But if you begin to just brush it off, guess what? He's going to allow us to be exposed. So there again, it comes time when we have to do a self-examination and get ourselves in order. Hallelujah,
oh,
God. We have to understand that sometimes the life that we live is all the Jesus that people see. Because sometimes people don't pick up the word. People, they don't worship God. They don't praise God. Some people don't even know or have a personal relationship with God. There was a time when I thought that as long as I stayed in church 24/7, I was saved, that I was living holy. I did not know that you had to talk to God on a consistent basis. I did not know that I had to read his word. I did not know that I had to get in his presence and worship and praise. And what people fail to realize is when we worship and when we praise, that's taking the stress of the world off of our shoulders. We were not meant to carry these things. That's why we need to not lean to our own understanding, but in all things seek God and ask him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all other things will be added unto him. So what we need to do is seek him, not worry about what's going on in our lifestyle, except for getting it in order, but not worry about what's going on, bills needing to be paid, money falling short, things of that nature. Don't worry about that thing, because if we begin to seek God, he'll lead us in the path that we need to go. He may lead us across somebody's path that may put some money in your hand. He may lead you to the mailbox where you may get an unexpected check. He may lead you to a store that you had no intentions on going to and get a blessing. Now, everything is not a material blessing, but if he allows you to open up your eyes, then guess what? That's a blessing. If he allows you to open up your mouth to give him praise, then that's a blessing. And he allows us to lift our hands, to wave our hands, that's a blessing. There's so many people that need someone else to take care of them, to dress them, to feed them, to bathe them. And so many people that desire to be in the presence of the Lord, but their mind is not right, so they don't even know how to begin to get there. So we got to get there. We have to begin to believe. We have to understand that we have to do a self-examination and get ourselves in order. Romans 6:1-8 says, what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? No means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. So we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin may be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. So therefore, when we get baptized and we go down, that's the dying to sin. But when they bring us up, that's the resurrection. Just as Jesus has died and been taken off the cross, he was laid down and lifted up. So shall we. But when we come up with the resurrection, then that's when the new us needs to come into play. That's why we have to renew our mind and our way of thinking. We have to repent. To repent means to turn away from the old things. Not saying that it's going to happen overnight, but there comes a time when we got to stop. That's just like when you're driving a car, hallelujah, and you find that you're going in the wrong direction. What do? You stop. You turn around and you go the right way. It's the same way. But we are dead to sin. We have to live in Christ. But in order to live in Christ, we have to die daily of the things of this world. If we don't renew our mind, how can we renew our life? How can we change our ways with the old mind? We can't put old wine and new wine skins, so we can't put the new spirit in the old body. We got to renew. We have to die daily. The things of the world, we have to understand that we've lived our life so the way that the world says that we should live for so long, that we have to go through different tests, trials, and tribulations to get reconditioned of the mind. It's a reprogramming, if you will. That's why we go through the different tests, trials, and tribulations that we go through. How can you know Jesus as a healer unless you're in a situation where only he can heal you? If you have a migraine and you take a Tylenol, you're going to give glory to that Tylenol. If you had cancer, then guess what? Only Jesus can heal cancer. People say the radiation or the chemotherapy, but if God don't touch you, even after all of that, guess what? You're still going to have that cancer. So guess what? How can you know him as a waymaker unless you're in a situation where there's no way out but through God? How can you know him as a waymaker if you have a job or income coming in every week, every 2 weeks, or once a month, and it's always there at your disposal? And then you feel like you're dependent on that. Well, we become dependent on the wrong things. We have to understand that God is our source. Everything else is our resource. So anything else that you become dependent on, trust and believe it's not going to last, and he will remove it if that is your God. So we have to begin to know that he is our source. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. We can't live without Jesus, just like we can't live without oxygen. Where we are living without Jesus, we're the living dead. We're like zombies. Our eyes are wide shut. We need for him to take the scales off of our eyes so that we can see things in a different light. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. I did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the Son of God. So we have to believe it. When you can't believe in your own self, when you can't believe nothing else, we have to believe him. We have to believe, and not believing by seeing. We have to believe what we cannot see. We have to speak those things as though they were. So if you can see it, it makes it easy to believe. That's just like Thomas. He was like, well, if I put my hands in his holes and I put my hands in his side, then I'll believe. And Jesus showed him. But he said, blessed are those that believe without seeing. So therefore, it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it feels like. It is what we believe. You have to believe in order for it to manifest. Lord, I thank you. We have to understand that we cannot go on sinning once we come to Christ. And once God delivers us from things, we can't turn back. That's just like if he delivers us from cigarettes. We can't pick the cigarette back up and say, well, let me see if I'm truly delivered. Because guess what? You'll get caught, because I did. But I thank God that I've been delivered from cigarettes 6 years, to God be the glory. But the first time he delivered me from it, I picked it up, and I'm like, let me see. I don't know. And I began smoking again. And I began to say, well, you know what, God? Well, this time, I'm not going to buy any. I'm going to try not to. I'm going to try not to ask. Little bit by little bit. You have to take the first step. If you take one step, God will take two. We have to put the first foot forward in order for this thing to work. Faith without works is dead. You can believe that the Lord is going to send you a monetary blessing, but if you're not doing anything, if you're not spreading his word, if you're not doing the works of him, if we're not living kingdom-minded and living our life so that he can get the glory, then why do you expect a monetary blessing? So what we need to understand as people is it's not always about the money, because that money really doesn't mean anything. The government is talking about doing away with that money. The government is talking about letting monopoly money be our money. So that money has no value. It really doesn't mean anything. It's really paper. So without God, that money is nothing. You can have all the money in the world and still die and bust hell wide open. You can have all the money in the world and still be miserable and depressed, because money is nothing. But if we have Jesus, he'll supply every need that we have. He'll keep a ram in a bush. He'll make a way out of no way, but you got to believe in him and believe he will do what it is that he said he would do. How can you know about his promise, what he's promised unto us, unless we read his word? How can you know what it is, the things that he likes, if you don't read his word? How can you know when you're wrong, or how can you hear his voice if you're not used to his voice? So we have to get into a place where we begin to seek him. We have to spend that time with him so that we'll know his voice when he calls. Lord, I thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Lord, I thank you, Jesus. James 4:7 says, submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. So what that means is it's not to say that temptation is not going to come. Oh, it's going to come. And especially when you turn away from the enemy, you turn away from the master that you used to serve. Oh, yes, it's going to come, and it's going to come harder than ever. And if no one tells you that it's going to come, when it does come, you're going to become afraid, and you're going to turn back. That's why we need to spread Jesus' word. We need to educate one another. What good is knowledge if we don't share it? It doesn't do you any good if you already use the knowledge. Now you're just holding on to it. What good is it? It's not doing you any good. We need to educate one another. We need to love one another. We need to share with one another. Jesus is love. Okay, so if Jesus is love, then guess what we're supposed to show? Love. Because we say that Jesus, if we follow him, guess what? When God blew breath in us, guess what he blew in us? A part of him. He said he made us in his image. So therefore, we are of him. We need to show his characteristics at all times. Guess what the major characteristic is? Love. God is love. So that's what we need to show, love. Guess what? If your brother or your sister comes to you, you're rude, that's not love. That's not rude. Love is not rude. It does not boast. It does not envy. So anytime we're showing any of those characteristics, guess what we're not showing? We're not showing God. We're not showing his characteristics. So therefore, we have to be who we say we are. We have to sustain ourselves. The temptation is going to come, but as soon as it comes, don't just give into it. You got to try to put up some type of barrier. You have to try to have some type of sustainment. You have to try to just say, you know what, nope, I'm not going to do it. Even if you give in, at least you try. So that's the first time you fail. It's okay. It's a test. But guess what? Tests come to show us that we've been delivered even when we're not sure. Tests come to let us know that we can carry more than we think we can. So guess what? If the enemy comes to you or temptation comes to you and you give in, of course, you have not been delivered from that. You didn't even try to put up a fight. That's just like back in the day. I'm not going to say nowadays because now they use guns. But if somebody came up and tried to snatch your purse, you weren't going to just give it over like that. You were going to fight for it. Same thing.
Okay.
You don't want to give over your relationship with Christ. You need to fight for it. Not fight physically, but spiritually. And how can you fight spiritually unless you have a sword? And how can you have the sword unless it's in your heart? And how can it be in your heart if you don't read it, if you don't meditate on it day and night, if you don't put it in your body, if you don't eat? Everyone thinks that when you eat, you're eating bread and food. The Bible says that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So therefore, the words that are in this Bible are words that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So how can you fight spiritually without the word in your heart? Study to show yourself improved. How can you show yourself improved unless you study? How can you study if you don't never open the word? You have to open it to know it for yourself. Of course, it's not going to be there just like that. It takes time. But the more of the word that we put in ourselves, the more of the worldly things come out. Whatever you feed yourself is what's going to come out. If you feed yourself the word of God, then that's what, when something begins to go on, that's what's going to come out. If you feed yourself television and the rap music and all these other things that have no earthly good or don't have anything to do with the kingdom, I'm not knocking anybody for what they do. But guess what? It's a personal thing. It's a personal thing. Because we can pray for one another, but we got to have that personal relationship with Christ. You have to get it for yourself. We can pray for one another, but there comes a time when we're not going to be able to get in contact with one another. The only way we're going to be able to get in contact is Christ. But how can you get a prayer through if he don't know you? So guess what? In order for him to know you and in order for you to know him, you got to spend time with him. We have to understand that no one lights a lamp and hides it in a jar or puts it under a bed. Instead, he puts it on a stand so that those who come in can see the light. So there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed and nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into the open. So what that means is if you are a person of Christ, you're a Christian, you're a disciple, you're a minister, apostle, a sister, a brother, the titles mean nothing. If you say that you love the Lord, then guess what? Your light needs to shine at all times.
Come on.
Ooh, say you love the Lord. That does not mean that your light just shines when you're in church. Your light needs to shine when you're in your home by yourself. Your light needs to shine when you're out in front of your door. Your light needs to shine when you're in the grocery store. Your light needs to shine when you're out at the library. Your light needs to shine when you're in your car. Your light needs to shine wherever you go, because guess what? There's always somebody watching. And you may not even know that they're watching. But your light needs to shine. Don't hide your light. Don't be ashamed of the God that you serve, whomever the God is that you serve. Don't be ashamed. His light shine through you. People don't read the Bible. Everybody don't read the Bible. So guess what? If you go up and you give somebody a scripture, that may be a scripture that they study. It may be something that will give them a breakthrough. Just that word alone. And we have to be mindful of how we entertain strangers, because we never know who a person is. We never know what a person is going through. That kind smile that you show to the person outside may just be something that gives them encouragement. That kind word or that hug or that nod, whatever it was that you gave, may help them to make it just a little bit further. Who knows? They may be going through something, feeling worthless, feeling like nobody loves them, feeling like they don't even care no more. Like, the next person that says something to them, it's just over. And you come up and you let them know, you know what? Jesus loves you. I love you. I don't know you, but I love you with the love of Jesus. Then they say, well, wait a minute. Hold up. My own family don't even show me that love, but here it is, a stranger in the street walked up to me and hugged me. That may do something for somebody. You never know. Somebody may be on the brink of suicide. But hallelujah, by the grace that God gives us, the authority of the word that he gives us, we can speak life into the dead situation. Hallelujah, God. I thank you, Lord. He says that we can speak life to dead bones, to dry bones. So let me speak life to our situations. We have to understand that if you praise the Lord in your bathroom, you don't have to go out and say, well, I just got finished praising the Lord for an hour. Guess what? The anointing is going to show. Guess what? You don't have to go and brag about, well, I just got finished fasting for 21 days. Guess what? The anointing is going to show. The light is going to show, because when something begins to come up, if you had not fasted, had you not prayed, had you not been in the presence of the Lord, the old you would have come out. Somebody could walk up to you, sitting in your face, and you know each and every one. one of us, if you truly fall on this line, if the all you come out of, it's a done deal. But if you allow the Holy Spirit to stand up within you, now trust me, you got to be delivered. You got to be that. You can't just take it and run with it. It truly has to be the Holy Spirit. You can walk away and say, Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Lord, help me. The Holy Spirit is there for us. We have to call on it. We have to use it. He's not going to force himself on us. We have to call on him. He's there. He's standing there with his arms outstretched. It doesn't matter what it is that we've done last night. It doesn't matter what it is that we've done 5 minutes ago. He's there. But if we repent and say, Father, forgive me for what I've done with a sincere heart, he'll forgive us. There's only one sin that he won't forgive us for, that's blaspheming the Holy Spirit. He can't forgive you for suicide because you're not going to be alive after unless it's his will. So that's why we have to live a life for to be shown. We need to live a life that God can be proud of. We need to live a life that can glorify him, that he can get the glory of. If we're out there saying we're a minister, we're a preacher, we're a person of God, we're a sister or brother in Christ, we're a Christian, we're a disciple, and you out there cussing somebody out, oh no, that's not the characteristics of Christ. And the thing about it is somebody may not even really know all the characteristics of Christ, but they'll know that's not it, and that's not one of them. So we have to be mindful. John 15:1-8 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. While every branch that does bear fruit, he will prune so that it will be even more fruitful. If you are already clean because of the word I have, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I'll remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So that means we can't on our own strength. We need Jesus. That was the reason why he died on the cross. If that was the case, why would he die on the cross? He didn't have to. He could have came down from that cross. But he decided to stay up there. He is a mighty, mighty king, king of kings, lord of lords. But he came down to a servant's level. He came down to put the sins of the world on him. He never sinned. He didn't have to do that. But he did so that we can have connection with the Father. Lord, I thank you for your word. Hallelujah, God. He says, none go to the Father except through me. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Lord, I thank you, but in order for us to go through him to get to God, we got to believe that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Guess what? If you don't believe, then it does not work for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Well, God has put in us, we need to let it multiply. We need to use it for his glory. Because if we don't use it for his glory, guess what? He's going to cut it off. And we're not going to be more earthly good, okay? And the things that are in us, the life that we've lived for so many years, through the tests and the trials, as I was saying earlier, he has to reprogram us. That's why we go through those things. And when we're being reprogrammed, that's when we're being pruned. We're being pruned. He's cutting those things that had no kingdom good to us out of our lives. That has no good for us. Those things, those wretched thoughts that we have in our minds, all the harboring feelings that we have in our hearts, all the times that we're holding grudges, he's cutting that. If your heart is hardened, he can't use you. So guess what? It needs to be pruned. It needs to be softened. We have to begin to ask God to help us to love one another as he loves us. There's going to be people that are going to despitefully use you. It's okay for God to give the glory. It's for a reason. It's for where you're going. Everything that we go through has a purpose. We may not be able to see it right now, but guess what? When you begin to think back about that thing that you went through or that thing that you went through, and you look at where you are right now, you say, oh, Lord, I thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Because had I not gone through that, I can't stand through that. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Lord God, you are worthy, God. We have to begin to say thank you, because he said in all things give thanks. We can't look at the situation. It's not our problem. It's not our battle. The Lord said the battle is his. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. It doesn't matter what they did to you. It doesn't matter. Of course it hurts. And of course we want to get vengeance. Of course we want to get revenge. But it's not our battle. We have to give it over to God, because if we do things the way that we see fit, guess what? We're going to be either dead or behind bars meeting them. But if we allow God to do it in his time and in the way that he sees it, they may not read right now what they did to us, but guess what? Each and every one of us has to stand in account when it comes for judgment, be it good, bad, or indifferent, whatever it is that you've done. So all we have to do is allow God to do what it is that he needs to do. But in order for us to be obedient, in order for us to go where he desires for us to go, we have to remain in him. Because if we don't remain in him, how can we hear from him? If we don't remain in him, how can we know which way he desires for us to go? If we don't remain in him, how can we be obedient? We have to remain in him, because guess what? We were not designed to carry the things of this world, because it was not supposed to be this way. But now that it is, to God be the glory. Lord, we need your strength each and every day. Lord, you are our strong power, God. Lord, you are our way maker, God. Lord, you are our deliverer, God. In the name of Jesus, God, help me, God, to decrease me so that you can increase in me, God. And we don't decrease, how can he increase in us? It can only be one master. It can only be one. Hallelujah. So the dead things have to decrease. The dead things have to fall off. Just like a snake, it sheds its skin. So just like a snake sheds its skin, we have to shed the things that are dead, the worldly things, and put on the things of the Word, the things of God. Hallelujah, God. Lord Jesus. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If the man remains in me and I am him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he's like a branch that is thrown away and withers. First branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit. Show yourselves to be my disciples. How can we show ourselves to be the disciple of Jesus Christ unless we're showing his characteristics? Okay, we're not supposed to judge one another, but he did give us the authority to be fruit inspectors. So if we're saying that we're apple trees, there's no reason why pears should be coming off of us. If we're saying that we're a grapevine, there's no reason why there should be oranges. So guess what? Whatever it is that we say we are, that's what we need to represent. And we say, and people want to say, well, I ain't never tell you I was saved. Okay, well, then that's, you can't get mad at them for what they're showing, because guess what? They're representing their Father. But guess what? If we say that we are saved, we need to be mindful of what we're showing, not just for the people's sake, but for God's sake, because he sits high, but he looks low. And when we think that there is no one looking, he still is looking. Hallelujah, God. He sees all. He knows all. He is all. He's the great I am that I am. Hallelujah. So anything that we need him to be, he will be. If we need him to be strength, he'll be it. If we need him to hold our tongue, he'll do it. If we need him to be the strength, he'll do it. So if you become a pain fast because I'm on medication, do you believe who your daddy is? Do you know who your daddy is? Your daddy is not going to see you doing things for him and allow you to perish. And if you will perish, then guess what? You'll perish in glory. It'll be for his glory. But in trust and belief, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. We need to begin to speak this thing. We need to begin to live this thing. We need to begin to believe this thing. Because that's what you can speak it all you want, but if you don't believe it, it ain't going to do nothing for you. Hallelujah. It's just going to be vain words. Like he said in his word, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. We need to think twice and speak once. We need to learn how to be quiet. We need to stop saying, oh, I'm not going to let this person talk to me this kind of way. Well, I'm not going to let that person talk to me that kind of way. Well, if you don't allow them to talk to you any kind of way, then who are you representing? It's all right to be angry, but sin not, hallelujah, says the Lord. So guess what? Hey, we can be angry. We can be angry because the flesh is going to be angry. It's going to be follow them in spirit and in truth, their anger is going to flee, because darkness and light cannot dwell in the same place, because light is going to overshadow darkness. So what are you portraying? Hallelujah. That Christ has risen. Don't let his rise be in vain. Hallelujah. Let's not nail him to the cross each and every time that we decide that we don't want to listen to what he's saying. Let's not nail him to the cross every time that we decide that we don't want to be obedient. Let's not nail him to the cross every time he says, I'm not fasting. I don't care what that pastor says. She don't know me. She don't know my life. We can't talk like that, because guess what? We need to be mindful of how we speak about God's people. And no matter if it's a drunk or the Lord, guess what? God made him in his image. He may be drunk right now, but you don't know what God got in store for him. So keep your mouth off of him. We need to be mindful, hallelujah. If we begin to stay in the word, God, then we won't have to worry about what's coming out of our mouth. Because guess what? Most of us will be by ourselves in our secret closet. And all that's going to come out is praises. I'm not going to say that the enemy's not going to come up against you. I'm not going to say that he's not going to tempt you. But if you begin to put the word in your mouth and let it come, put it in your heart and let it come out your mouth, then guess what? He's already defeated.
All
right. Hallelujah, God. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. The battle is already won. We just got to get to where it is that God desires for us to get to. So we have to understand that Christ has risen. He's risen for me. He's risen for you. He's risen for each and every one of us, but it's only for the believers. You can only receive if you believe. You can only believe if you stay in his word, because his word will allow us to believe even when we can't see. Don't get it twisted. There's going to be some times when we're down in our spirit, but that's why we need to assemble amongst the saints. That's why the Bible says, if someone falls down by themselves, who's there to pick them up? That's why we need to be encouraged. That's why these prayer lines and these intercessory lines are here. It doesn't matter. If you feel like you don't want to disclose your situation, it's okay. To God be the glory, because he knows. But he said that we touch and agree, that he'll be in the midst. If two or three gathered in my name, then I'll be in the midst. If we ask anything in Jesus' name, then he'll give it without line of fault. But you have to believe Jesus is who he says he is. You have to believe that his word is power. And each and every day, we need to put on the full armor of God. We need to put on the full plate of righteousness. Hallelujah, God. We need to have the sword of the Spirit. We need to shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel. We need to put on the belt of truth. Hallelujah, God. We need to put on the righteousness. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, I thank
you. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, she didn't drop. Okay, she finally called right back in. You all, the call and drop. We had a little difficulty. That's okay. We still have the 313 call. The line, amen. God bless you. We're waiting on her to dial right on back in. We've been having some difficulties. Hallelujah. But we still gonna give God the glory. She'll be able to dial right on back in. Amen, amen. Okay, the lines are open now. I had to talk with the chat. Help. Support line chat while we were on the line. While she had glory, while she's able to minister. You know, all of this stuff is man-made, so it'll fail you at any time. Amen. Let me see. She's back on. Okay, where's she at? Where's she at? Oh, yeah, she's back on. Amen.
Amen.
You back on, Minister Mims. Go right ahead.
Okay, to God be the glory. As I was saying, we need to take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And we have to keep in mind that we have to pray for one another without ceasing. We have to pray continuously, not just for us, but for each and every person. We need to be intercessors of one another. We need to continue to be girded and and having on the breastplate of righteousness, the full armor of God. We need to be covered. Covered at all times. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. We have to begin to minister to one another, be kind to one another. If the Lord puts a word in your heart, then whatever it is that the Lord says, say it. It doesn't matter how people feel. It doesn't matter what it looks like, how people are going to talk and say this, that, and the third. It doesn't matter, because we have to be mindful, because at the end of the day, we have to stand in judgment of God, because he's going to say, I gave you a word. But, Lord, I didn't want to say it because they felt this or they felt it doesn't matter. I gave you a word. And guess what? When we give that word, we have to be first partakers of that word. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. But if I can tell you anything, I'm going to tell you that Jesus has risen. Let it not be in vain. Let it not be in vain. He's there for each and every one of us. He's there for the taking. The government, they give out free stuff sometimes, like it's food pantries and things like that. People line up for that stuff, government cheese, food stamps, whatever the case may be. But how many of us will line up for Jesus? Hallelujah, God. We got to stand. We got to stand. It doesn't matter what someone believes. It's all in what you believe. Let what you believe work for you. Let it be Jesus. And I'm done. In Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. That was a good word. Hallelujah. I don't know about you all, but I heard that word. While I'm working with these Blog Talk people, I heard that word. We're talking about a risen Savior. Hallelujah. She has given us the word on how we are supposed to represent Jesus, how we supposed to walk. We live in a life after God. She said, our light has to shine everywhere we go. We can't just let it shine on Sunday. Oh, God, you done preached here today. Hallelujah. This was our first time here in Minister Mills. Amen. And wasn't able to, hallelujah, open up the mic for Apostle Johnson, that she works with. She's his assistant, but I'm going to go to him and just let him start a little bit, since he wasn't able to introduce her to hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but I felt that I was right as she was talking, working on another thing too. Amen. We have to let our light so shine. And yes, they see our good works. People are saying now, I see you at church, and you're in the spirit, and you this and you that. And then, you know, when you get at home, you're another person. Well, I ain't going to scream on the tape at church. Now, that's something I won't do. But I definitely will scream on my grandchildren, and they'll tell you that. They'll tell you that, but I don't mistreat them. I don't abuse them. And so that makes the difference. You know, sometimes the doctor said, be ye angry. But then not old girl, this girl, and preach here today. Amen. Apostle Johnson, oh, God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God today. If anybody know anything about Minister Mims, you've learned it today, that she does preach and teach the gospel according to the will of God. Certainly, it's an honor and a privilege to hear and to see what God has done to her life, because I can remember almost just thinking back months and months ago, how discouragement sometimes can set in because people try to tell you who you are, but you know who God has made you. And in this season, I thank God that she knows who God has made her within this hour and this season. She is none other than Minister Lenore Mims. She's a minister of Victory Voice International Outreach, under the leadership of Pastor Elder Ingridge. She has two daughters, which are so instrumental in her life. She tries to live a life according to God's will, to set an example for them, and she does a great job in them. Their name is Mercedes and Markai. They are the joy of her life. She is a prolific teacher. She sets the tone in church. When you come in the church on Sunday, to visit, she's the one teaching Sunday school. So when you come in, you get handled, because she's already teaching and preaching and setting the tone for the service. And so this was just a treat today to hear what God had to say out of her loins, and just to see. She actually is getting double duty this week. She had a chance to preach on Sunday morning, and then she turned up and ended there. God called on her again on today. If you live upright before God, the gift will make room for you. And so God has opened up those doors, and, you know, it was just tremendous to hear her pouring out of her spirit and her loins on today on what the Spirit had to say, because it is true. He's risen. He's here. He's up. He's the God that's ready for us. He's saying, you're still expecting. You're still sitting here mourning. You know, I just see some people that I was talking to someone yesterday, and we all have had tragic loss. And this person had lost their cousin last year. And their cousins, they have parallel birthdays. One birthday is 1 week, and the other's birthday is the next week. So they would do the same thing for each other every year. They would give each other a gift every day leading up to their birthday and text each other and talk about the birthday and just appreciating one another. So last year, that person's life was taken in a tragic shooting. Her boyfriend shot her, and she died. And she was telling me yesterday, she said, I can't get over this. I just can't get over this. I don't feel like doing nothing. I'm in a state of depression. And I reminded her that God is risen, and that you gotta come up out of your state, because you gotta understand the body says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So you gotta understand that you gotta rise up from where you are and get out of this pity body and know that this is in God's will. No, we weren't expecting it to be tragic, but the day that we came, the Bible says it's a time to live and a time to die. So I was beginning to try to make it plain to her to understand. But I thank God today that I'm not standing there looking for him to remove the stone, because I know he got up. And the significant part about it is he got up with all power. The significant part of it was he didn't do no jailbreak. He didn't have to come through the door, but he got up. Mercy.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Whenever Jesus was gone, have you ever looked at the significant fact of when Jesus was gone? They came back and they removed the stone. It never tells us that Jesus had to, that he blew the stone away, that somebody came and removed the stone.
Ooh.
It just said that when they removed it, he wasn't there because he had risen. And that's why I was trying to get things to understand that when God rises, he rises up above everything that is going on so we can see. We got to begin to be like that eagle. We got to begin to soar so that we can see a little bit better. See, he couldn't let people see his departure. God of mercy.
Yeah,
God Almighty. Got to learn to soar. But I thank God for Minister Mims. You know, truly God is working on her. Certainly she is a pastor elect in the making, for in a season and a time in this that God will release her in due time. But I thank God for her and the ministry. And I thank God for this great woman of God, this visionary of this ministry, taking the time to seek God and see what's inside of her. And so I just honor you today for her life. And I thank God for you, Minister Mims, for the word that was brought forth.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, I said this week was I was calling this week a freestyle week. You know, when you freestyle, the young people call it freestyling. That means, hey, you just start spitting out whatever's in your mouth. You know, that's what they call it, freestyle. You know, it's spur of the moment. So I said this was going to be a freestyle week this week, and however the Lord lead me. And the Lord dropped this young lady in my heart this morning. So she didn't have no advance warning. As I was arising, the Lord, the Spirit spoke and said, Minister Mims. Let me quit saying the Spirit. Sometimes it's just you. But nevertheless, something dropped her in my heart this morning, Minister Mims. And I heard her name, and I had never heard her, and I contacted Apostle Johnson. So that's just how the Lord is doing these things now. We've already gotten confirmation tomorrow, Bishop. Michael Cephas will be there. Two Michaels coming on this week. Michael Cephas out of Ohio
he will be coming on the line, another apostolic father. And also, my Minister Davis will be back on Thursday. And I haven't heard yet if Pastor Hamilton will be here for Provoked Fridays, but if he's not, he usually will contact me. So I'm just being led how the Lord leads this week. And now, well, he's already filled out the week because I didn't have nothing planned, nothing prepared. So I said, freestyle. So however you do it, Lord, that's the way you're going to do it. And that's what he did. He wanted this young woman, to speak today. She has really encouraged my heart on today. We still have about 12 calls. I see some new callers. Let me get to them first, and then we'll open up the line. I see Minister Tillman, Sister Ruby, and I also see it looks like Elder McCoy on the line. So let me open up the lines, and if you have any questions or comments, you're free to do so at this time. This is area code, another Carolina number I'm not familiar with. The last four of your number is 919. The last four is 3187. Can you greet us?
Yes.
Amen. Who am I speaking
with? Good. You're speaking with Elder Ingrid Lewis.
Elder Ingrid Lewis?
Ingrid. I-N-G-R-I-D.
Okay.
I am affiliated and so proud of Minister Mims today. I am so blessed of the Lord to have heard her and heard her just expound the word of God in the passion that he allowed her to use her this day and her obedience. I just want to give God thanks and praise, not to swell her head, but to know that God gets the glory out of this. I am so blessed to have been on the line today with some peace in the background. But I give God thanks and praise because the word of God is, I overheard you saying, woman of God, she did not have forewarning. And so the word tells us to always be ready. And she was ready. And I thank God because she has a power. She has a passion for the Lord. She has a passion for his things, to do the work for him. And I call her a waterhead because she cries so easily, and that's the passion. But God has used her, and I just pray that God will continue to use her, and she will continue to be obedient to him and to the call in this ministry. And the word says that your gift will make room for you, and it will take you before princes. So I thank God for her. I really, truly thank God for this radio station, that we're able to call in to be supportive and to listen to the word and also to listen to prayer at time for support. I give God thanks and praise.
Amen. Well, amen. Thank you so much, Elder Ingrid. Thank you for tuning in. Don't let this be your last time. God bless you. What a wonderful testimony. Now, that's what it is when people can come on and support you. And they're not on here telling any lies. They see your light, as Minister Mims has preached today. Let your light shine. So her light is shining brightly today.
Yes.
And for them to get on and say what kind of woman she is, and how, Minister Apostle Johnson already has stated how she's up teaching the Sunday school. You know, and I have a love for Sunday school, and it's just a wonderful thing when your brothers and sisters in Christ can attest to the life that you're living. God bless you, Elder Ingrid. God bless you.
God bless you as well.
We have another caller, 985. This number looks familiar, but I'm not sure. The last four of your number is 2152. Can you greet us? 985. Last four of your number is 2152.
Hello. How you doing, Vince? This is Kim. I was calling from a house phone, but I just praise God for y'all today. I was off work today, so I called him from the house number. But God bless you and the speaker. It was truly a blessing today to be out working, to hear from the beginning to the end. And I just thank God for everyone that's on the line today. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Sister Kim comes on frequently on the broadcast, and we thank God for her. Amen. We're going to another area code, and then we're going to go to Elder McCall and Minister Tillman and Sister Ruby. This is another area code I'm familiar with. It's the Bay Area, but I don't know the last four of the number. Area code 510, and the last four of your number is 5107. Can you greet us?
Hi, I'm Lakeisha Johnson from Richmond, California. I got this number from Sister Tierra today. And it was a blessing. It was really God. I don't know Minister Mims. I don't know anyone on this phone but Sister Tierra. That was God, and he was speaking directly to me because I had set my plans to watch General Hospital at 1 o'clock, and she texted me and told me to call this number. Everything that Minister Mim spoke, I was questioning it all last night, questioning and doubting God. Just everything she said, that was for me. And I thank God for using Sister Tierra to give me that number and tell me to call today.
Wow.
I promise you, you would think that Minister Mims knew everything I had been talking about and what I just was going through all last night and this morning.
Listen, Andrew,
and I really thank God for her.
You sound like a young lady.
Yes, I'm 38, but I thank God for her. I really thank God for her. I got a lot of clarity. I was even reading the scriptures that she was saying, so that was confirmation from God.
Look at God. Everybody on this line ought to give God some praise.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Sister Lakeisha. We're so glad you tuned in, and it's always a blessing to be obedient when somebody give you extend an invitation. You don't know what's there. Now, this Minister Mims don't know you, and you don't know her. You say you don't know nobody on the line, but the Lord used her to speak directly into your life.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Well, we bless you, Sister Lakeisha, that you didn't worry about General Hospital today. You tuned in to hear what from the Lord.
Yeah.
So you were already in General Hospital. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You were in the hospital with the risen Savior.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, we thank Sister T. See, Sister T and Sister Tia, that's her name. We call her Sister T, Sister Lakeisha. But she's out there talking to people about the Lord. Now, this is a fruit right here that can attest to Sister T. She's telling somebody about Jesus. Well, we're just so happy to have you, Sister Lakeisha. Don't let this be your last time. We're on this line Monday through Friday at the 1 o'clock hour. You're in Richmond, California. So that's 1 p.m. Hallelujah. Don't worry about these folks. These folks getting paid to act and do something. They're acting out some of their own lives. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But when you're trying to draw closer to God, you'll do whatever you have to do. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You'll do whatever you have to do when you need a word from the Lord. So God bless you, sweetheart. Amen. You're going to Elder McCoy and then Minister Tillman, then Sister Ruby, and then Sister T on the line. And we have Sister Dawn still on here. And another caller. Oh, that's Sister Aisha. God bless you. Elder McCoy, God bless you. Thank you, Sister Lakeisha. Elder McCoy? I think that's Elder McCoy. The last, your area code is 662. The last four of your number is 8470. Is that Elder McCoy? Amen. Maybe he had his line on mute. So we're going to go to Minister Tillman. Amen. God bless you, woman of God.
Valentino.
Okay, she's working at her food district. Mr. Tillman?
Yeah.
She's working at the food distribution, so we're going to, maybe she's not able to say anything right now. But we're going to Sister Ruby. God bless you, Sister Ruby.
So now she's
Rocky.
Is she talking, Evangelist Bernard?
Oh.
Yeah, she's in her warehouse in our distribution center. I just needed her. God bless you.
Oh, okay, praise the Lord, everybody. It was just a blessing to hear from Minister Menz about Jesus Christ has risen, and that's exciting. Mm-hmm. You know, we know he came from the grave, and he's alive forevermore. But as I was thinking about it, and she was going through different scriptures, first was Jesus risen, but then he risen to save us and bring us back in good relationship with him. But then she also said, we have to do something here. We have to live holy. We have to live right. We have to repent when we're wrong. We have to keep seeking the face of Jesus Christ that he can bring us in right relationship with him. And I say, Lord, I just thank you, because everything that she said, it amounted to all of my feelings about being saved, being filled with the Holy Ghost, going to the family of God where Jesus Christ, where he put you at. But most of all, it came to me that is room at the cross.
Say that again.
Hallelujah. It's room at the cross.
It's room at the cross. I like that.
So we need to witness. We need to get right. As you say, Sister T, she was always out there. But we need to witness. We need to get right. And we need to bring the souls into Jesus Christ so they can be saved and understand. But we must live it and walk it out. Pray my strength in the Lord.
You done preached that thing, honey. Ain't no bullshit now. Hallelujah. She said, we got to live this thing. Oh, I bless the Lord for you. You done captured my heart, Minister Mim. So you'll be back on here preaching this word. Yeah, glory to God. Elder McCoy, your line is open. Okay, Minister Tillman, I don't know if you got a representative. I know they're busy. Let me go to Sister T. God bless you, Sister T. There's some of your phone on the line. Sister Lakeisha said she was going to tune in the general She was being honest and transparent, but she said the Lord made her to come on this line and give this broadcast a call. And this woman of God, Minister Mims, have ministered out of her. Holy to thee. God bless you, Sister T.
I just thank God that I was able to listen to the voice of God when he told me to invite. I remember you had seen yesterday to invite somebody, and I know I've been talking to my sister last night and this morning. She's from my new church, Restoration Revival Center. When God led me, he said, go ahead and pass the number. So I just thank God that she got fed what God has for her, and I knew it was for her today. So I thank God for the minister that came forth. That was such a blessing. You all need to be taught those things. I thank God because he's used you in a mighty way. We appreciate you in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, honey, I tell you, the Bible says, when one repent, hallelujah, heaven rejoice. I'm rejoicing for Sister Lakeisha today.
Yeah,
I'm rejoicing that she follows, hallelujah, the leading of that spirit, that small voice, that inner voice that says, call, hallelujah, call. God has something waiting on you, young lady. I tell you, you'll never be the same. That message was, it will resonate in your spirit for a long, long time. And you can certainly go back into the archives. I want to tell you, those that have access to a computer, go back into the archives sometimes before you go to sleep and you just need a word to comfort you. Go back into the archives, I tell you, and listen to these messages, and your spirit will be revived all over again. It is very refreshing to go back and listen again. Amen. Let me see if I missed anyone. Okay, Minister Tillman, let me try again. Elder McCoy, you still on the line?
You know he don't take it.
Okay, Minister Tillman got a lot going on. Okay, Elder McCoy, we have your line open, sir. Amen, amen. Well, I'm not getting a response from him, so let me just give you all an announcement before we go back to our speaker for this evening and let her have a final remark and what have you. I would like to invite you all, take the time right now to invite you all. This is one of my favorite bishops, and he's an apostolic father. He'll give you any kind of special you want. If you want a hoop special, he's able to deliver that. If you just want a little quiet message where he's going to be subdued and just, you know, not so into it, then he'll give you that. He, whatever the Lord asks of him to deliver, he does it with such grace and such class, I tell you. And that's none other than Bishop Leo Lewis, the presiding prelate of Prophetic Miracle Ministries Worldwide. He will be here on April the 11th, 12th, and 14th at Apostolic Original Holy Church of God Incorporated. And the pastor and the presiding prelate of that church is Bishop Timon Bostic Sr. And they're inviting you to their pre-Pentecost revival. And they say the flow of the anointing continues. So the guest speaker is Bishop, presiding prelate Bishop Leo Lewis Sr. of Montgomery, Alabama. And the psalmist will be his son, Elder Leo Lewis Jr. And that will be held at Mount Olive Apostolic Original Holy Church of God. And that address is 605 Hamilton Avenue, Menlo Park, California. So Bishop Lewis may be with us next week or the week before he's coming, I don't know. But he said he was going to try and come on the line before he come out here for that great revival. So stay tuned for that. And also don't forget to sign in tomorrow. We have a first-time speaker with us. And again, that's none other than Bishop Michael Cephas out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Amen. He's going to be with us on tomorrow. And I tell you, I read some of his bio. He's talking about a mighty man of God that loved God's people. His bio reflects that. Amen. So we're just looking to have a good time. And Mr. Michael Davis, many of you all and have heard him before. He's out of Oakland, California. You don't want to miss him on Thursday. And Friday, we'll have Pastor Edward Hamilton for our Provoke Friday. So tune in. Invite someone. Tell somebody about this line. Invite them to come in if they need some encouragement, if they need to be enriched, if they need to be empowered, if they need to learn and know what kind of destiny God has prepared for them. I tell you, these women and men of God that we have been graced and privileged to have on this line, they will certainly anoint you with a fresh word from the Lord. And I'm not just boasting. I'm telling you, God, how many know God has the best? Ah, God has the best. So since God has the best, that lets you know we are certainly better than the rest. Amen. Because God is the best. He is the greatest. Amen. So I thank God for Minister Mims. You have certainly blessed my spirit today, God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go back and listen to this later tonight where, you know, that I wasn't able to write, it can be redeposited in my spirit again. Amen. Let me try to get Elder McCoy again. Elder McCoy? Okay, well, maybe he's just listening. All right, Minister Mims, thank God for you.
To God be the glory. I thank God again for the opportunity. I thank God for seeing me as a willing vessel and pouring out his spirit in me and through me in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for the word that he has given to all of us. And I thank God that, you know, he said that his word will not go out and come back void. So I know that it was the word of God and that it ministered to the sister on the line. I thank God for the word because it ministered to myself as well. And I understand that we have to be first partakers. And I just thank God. There are no words that can even explain how I feel right now. I thank God because he
is King. He is Lord of Lords. And I thank God that his word is true. And I thank God that he is my risen Savior. He rose. He died for me. And I thank God that by his stripes I am healed. So I thank God for everything that he has done for me, all that he went through, all he suffered through. So we have to suffer as well. It's not an easy walk, but it'll be easy if we send him before us and ask him to set the atmosphere and set the tone and set the way and to store up those things for us. So all we had to do was just get to that point. I thank God, and I hope that everyone was blessed today. And I just thank God again for the opportunity.
Wow, you have certainly blessed us. I tell you, I just feel so good down in my spirit. That word, you know, we all need encouragement. I don't care, as she said, titles ain't important. We all are God's children. We are children to the Master. Hallelujah. And he don't look at the big eyes and the little you's. We all are important to him. We all are special to him. He just gives us different gifts and different talents. But we all should be ministering his word. We all should be doing, as Sister Ruby said, witnessing, telling somebody about the Lord. We all should be doing that. I don't care what your title is. You're not going to share this gospel with somebody. Come on, the devil is a lie. But I forgot Sister Aisha. She's the youngest. She's just been so faithful calling in. God bless you, Sister Aisha. Would you like to, do you have a question, or would you like to comment on the word today? Sister Aisha?
No, I just got all the kids in the car, so it's going to be all loud. So, but I enjoyed
it. Okay, well, thank you for tuning in. We certainly appreciate you calling in every day and listening to this word. I just feel that God is strengthening you each and every day that you call in to call on this line. God is going to give you strength. Ah, hallelujah. He's going to give you strength. Hey, hey, glory to God, and he's going to meet all of your needs. Believe that. Yes. Glory to God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Amen. Well, I couldn't get Elder McCoy. I'm going to go back to the overseer, Apostle Johnson. I tell you, I text him. I say, "Ooh, I need a minister. Ma'am, can you see if she is available?" And that was for the moment. That's why the Bible says, Paul told Timothy to be instant, in season, and out of season. You got to always be ready, because you don't know when God is going to call you to use you to speak a word. Amen. And we thank God for Sister Leticia. God bless you, sweetheart. That was a sacrifice that you made today. And it was God is God has rewarded you for making that sacrifice. He said, I am a rewarder to those that diligently seek me. So see how he diligently rewarded you today? Sister Leticia?
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
That was a good little chuckle. He said, I was ready to turn on General Hospital at 1 o'clock. Hallelujah. That was so cute.
That was God.
Well,
God, I appreciate
you.
I thank God. God bless
Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to go back to Apostle Johnson and let him just close us on out. If you have any words for anybody on the line, even the young lady, Sister Leticia, if you would just give our word or pray over her, it would be a blessing, Elder Apostle John.
Amen, amen. Thank God for God being God. It's a privilege and an honor to worship and praise with God's people. When we come together, certainly we come together to worship and magnify the Lord. The Bible says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. Truly, when we come together on Adrian Bernard's line, which is the Lord's line, and we all know the rightful name for this ministry, it is truly a time and a worship experience like no other, because we have an expectation and we expect the unexpected. We expect God to show up and to do miraculous things in and around our lives. We thank God for the messenger on today. We thank God that he sent a fresh rhema word from the throne room. We thank you for all these Levitical leaders. We thank God for each and every person, because in the kingdom of God, everybody is somebody. Certainly, we just honor God for his spirit and his power and his word to be true. Because he's risen, we have the power. Because we're able to understand him, we have the power. We understand that we're walking in an era to where God is still better than ever.
He's
better to us than we could ever be to ourselves. And for this, I say thank you. And I glorify God for being the God that he is. Most gracious and kind Father. Father, I thank you now. Father, we ask now, God. Father, in the name of Jesus. God, go to California. Father, now, God, go to California. Father, go in every home of every listener in California. Touch their lives now. Touch their bodies from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Father, I'm calling names. God, bless Sister T in the name of Jesus. Bless her life, God. Touch her, strengthen her, God. By your power and your strength and your might, God, have that own way in her life, God. Continue to increase and enlarge her territory, God. God, Sister Aisha, God, touch her body, God. God, quicken and change on today, God. Rearrange, oh God. Thank you, God, for her being a young God. A believer, God. God, hungry and thirsty for you in this hour, God. God, continue to give her a hunger and a thirst after righteousness, oh God. God, every other listener in California, God bless their lives, oh God. Father, we thank you and we bless you. Father, we bless you for this great founder, oh God. Father, that you're blessing her, God. God, that her body is made whole, God. That no weapon formed against her shall prosper. That she's more than a conqueror. That she's an overcomer, oh God. Father, we ask you, God, to bless the home, God, of Minister Men's. Go in now, God, rectify, God, heal, deliver, set free, God. Father, whatever needs to be met, God, we ask you to meet the needs. Father, we glorify you and we praise you. Father, we ask you to bless our leader, God. God, that came on this line visiting me today, God, to support her. God, there's one of those leaders that don't feel that people belong to her, but they belong to God. That say, why didn't you ask me permission to declare the word of God? Father, I ask you to bless her the more in her household, in her business, and in her life, oh God. God, increase her church. God, enlarge her territory. Father, for you know, God, what needs to be done. Father, for you are amazing and awesome. Father, it is to you, God, we give the praise, we give the honor, we give the glory. Father, we're asking you now, God, to fix it. We're asking you, God, to move it. God, every obstacle, everything that is in the way, God, that is trying to hinder us, Father, we just bind it up in Jesus' name, that we shall walk in victory. Father, we ask, God, that you touch the man of God that's on the line today. Father, we ask you, God, to touch his life, oh God. Father, I didn't catch his name on today, God, but Father, I pray, God, that you would just send strength his way. Father, continue to bless him, God. Continue to lift him up before you, oh God. Father, pull out all the greatness that's trapped inside, oh God. Everything that you're wanting to continue to do and get out of his life, God, let it be made manifest. Let it be made whole. Father, we thank you the more, God, for you are amazing and mighty and awesome, God. Father, we're celebrating you, God, and we worship you, and we're praising you, God. We're shabbaking your name, God. Ah, God, for you are amazing and awesome. And awesome, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we thank you, God. My storage is empty.
Hallelujah.
And I am available to you. God, we thank you, God. God, they were born out today, God. My storage is empty. And I am available to you. Oh God, we worship you, God. We praise you, God. Because my storage is empty. And I am available to you. God, we thank you because you're risen, God. God, and because you've risen, my store ranch is empty. And I'm available to you, God, wherever you want me, God, wherever you need me, God. My store ranch, is empty. I'm open. And I am available, God. God, we all make ourselves available to you, God, for the sacrifice, God. We thank you, God, that we're in the process, God, that you went through a whole week of nothing but being beat and ridiculed and having to travel from place to place. God, we glorify you today, God.
Thank you.
For your reason. And my storage is empty.
God,
I am available.
I'm available.
Thank God for each and every one of you all. We won't hold you if you just throw up your hands where you are and tell the Lord you are available, huh?
I'm available. Lord, I'm available.
To tell him the good news. Available to tell him that you are a risen Savior. You just be wise on this coming Sunday, Lord God, but you risen in our heart when we accepted you as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You risen in our heart when we went down in that watery grave. You risen in our heart when you filled us up with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Lord God, we bless you for every listener today, especially Sister Leticia, Lord God, that called in with obedience, hallelujah, with obedience to that voice that told her to call in. God, we thank you for the minister that has ministered the word, Minister Miriam. God, we appreciate her in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Sister Ruby. Thank you for Minister Tillman, Sister T. Thank you even for my sister that wasn't able to say anything that's on a job. Thank you for the Elder Ingrid that was on the line. Thank you for Sister Kim, God. Thank you for Apostle Johnson, God. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Hallelujah. I'd just like to tell you all, we love you all, and we are so thankful, so thankful. Hallelujah. We don't get on this line begging and pleading. We just get on the line to worship the Lord. If we don't have a two or three callers, we still won't give God some glory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We're not finding in no popularity contest. Hallelujah. But we're trying to become like Minister Mim says. Hallelujah. How many going to stand in the line for Jesus? We're trying to become popular. Hallelujah. For Jesus to tell somebody that he's coming, to tell somebody that he is a living Savior. Oh, we love you today. I appreciate you all. I want you to know I appreciate you all. I certainly appreciate you. Take 30 minutes out of your day to call on this line. We appreciate you. We appreciate the speakers that come on. We don't have any love offering or honorariums to give us. They make the ultimate sacrifice. And please know that God is going to reward you all. But making those sacrifices. Tune in tomorrow for our first-time speaker, Bishop Michael Cephas. I'm anxious. I've heard his little clips on YouTube. Hallelujah. He was also in the organization that I came out, Pentecostal Churches of the Apostolic Church. Amen. So I'm looking forward to hearing him. He was supposed to be with us. Was that last week or week before last and had death in his family? So he texted me today and said, when do you need me? So that let me know he's ready. Amen. So we're looking forward to him on tomorrow and to close out the rest of the week with Minister Davis and also Pastor Evan Hamilton on Friday. Amen. So God bless you. Thank you, Apostle Johnson. He is faithful.
Yes, ma'am. May I give a brief testimony? It only takes 2 minutes.
Yes. Go right ahead. You want to give us? Go ahead.
I thank God for the great man of God that you had on the line last Monday. He spoke profoundly, prophetically in my life.
Now, he's going to be back on here
Thursday, because he said some awesome things have been happening. So go ahead.
He spoke into my life, and he said, I've got to get out of here, and I've got to sow a seed in this man of God's life. And he said, first, remember, he kept saying, I'm going to get the information from the host. Then he said, no, man of God, the Lord said, give it to me now so I can write it down, and I've got to get out of here, and I've got to go to the post office. And I've got to get this in the mail today.
Mm-hmm.
And the man of God sent a seed to my life. I just wanted to testify the fact of what he did. He sowed this seed. And when he sowed a seed, he didn't just it's just amazing how kingdom connection comes.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to concur that this was a man of God that didn't just talk about something, but he did what he said he was going to do. He sowed into good ground. And then needless to say, the next thing I wanted to say was that God has given us a divine connection together. And I'm glad that he's placed us together. But he talked to me, and he helped me realize the more the importance of the anointing on my life and the importance of the anointing that's being carried through and around my life. And so I honor him for that. I honor God for that, for everything that he's saying. But if people feel like that we get on this line just for play and to go through the motion, the answer is no. The answer is no. We're seeing miracles. We're seeing a divine connection. We're seeing healing virtue being released. And we're seeing God do what he says he's going to do. So I would commence each and every one of you on Thursday to hear this man of God. He is a true prophet of God, and he is a true prolific teacher of the gospel. Will he tell you it's so? He spoke in Elder Gates' life. He spoke about Elder Gates' health. Me and Elder Gates both came on the line. We were late that afternoon getting in, and we both came in, and we were the last two people to join the line. And this man didn't know anything about Elder Gates' health or anything or nothing. And this man spoke so prolific and profound toward it. Then the same night on Mother Spence's line, Prophetess Spence, that she came along and spoke the same prophetic word that he declared over Elder Gates' life earlier that day, and she wasn't on the line. But it just shows us that if we get in rightful connection and fellowship together, that God can do the unexpected and do these miracles in our lives that he's wishing to do. But the problem is the strengths of God are making it hard. Let's stop making it hard, saints, and let's just get together on one accord, and let's just bless the Lord and be happy. So that's all I wanted to say is I wanted to testify about that, and I thought that was him that you were saying on Thursday, but I wasn't sure. But I'm telling you, saints of God, if you can be here on Thursday, be here on Thursday, because it will be a blessing and a treat for your life.
Amen. Well, he certainly have spoken prophetically, and you know the Bible says, hey, you'll know them by their fruit. Okay, so if you said, hey, you got to be able to stand on it and know that God has given you that to say. He did not talk a lot. He prophesied. Amen. So we just bless the Lord. Continue to keep us in your prayers, and then we'll certainly be happy to see you all soon. And again, God bless you, Minister Mims. To my sister Dawn, that wasn't able to say anything, let me just see if she's Dawn.
Yeah.
God bless you.
God bless you all too.
Okay, you at work?
Yes, I'm at work.
Okay, well, I didn't want to miss you. I know sometimes you're not able to say anything, so God bless you. Love you.
Oh, thank you, and you all have a very blessed day.
All right, amen. God bless you, Minister Tillman. We wasn't able to open up. I know you're doing work at your Highway and Hedges Ministry, but we dare see you, and we certainly have.
But they don't know.
Okay, so God bless you all. Ever Jesus Day, we're going to close on out
with Dear God by Smokey Northfull. I was about to say Smokey Robinson. Y'all pray for me. God bless you all. Thank you.
God bless you.
Feels so good to make it this far, and I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit. I said, surely this is it, but I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much, I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life, for my life. For every victory in you I've seen, oh, and for the moment, God, I know you kept me, yeah. Lord, I just thank you for my life. I realize some didn't make it. I could have been one of the ones who lost my way. And there were times, Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Oh, but I'm still here, oh, with my life. So, for my life. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hope for, and every dream has not yet been realized. But to see your face one day, God, know it's all gonna be worth it. Yeah, yeah, Lord. So I thank you for, thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, every thank you for. I know it was you, God. I just want to take the time to say thank you, Jesus, for my life.
God bless you all. Have a beautiful day. Love you with the love
God
of God.
God bless you.
Thank you, Minister Mills. God bless you.
God bless you. To God be the glory. Thank you for the opportunity.
You are so welcome. Anytime. You'll be in the lineup regular.
Praise God.
Next time you have advance, you'll have some advance notice where you can get yourself together. But you were ready. When those that God calls, He always prepares and He always has them ready. So you really have just blessed and encouraged me today. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.